بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of a speech delivered on February 17, 2022 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, via video conference with the participation of people from Tabriz and East Azerbaijan, commemorating the anniversary of the Tabriz uprising of February 18, 1978.
In mid-1358, which equals to 1979, Tabriz faced a revolutionary attack. In Tabriz itself, there were a small number of vicious elements, but most of them poured to Tabriz from outside that city. They were also helped in some way from the center. Those disruptors were helped by some people. As a result, some individuals were worried. We were raising this issue at that time in the Revolutionary Council. Some individuals were really concerned. However, Imam said that the zealous people of Tabriz themselves would solve the problem and that no one needed to interfere. This was Imam's logic. In his speech, Imam also stated this. He said that Tabriz does not need the intervention of others, as Tabriz itself will calm the troubled waters. And that is exactly what it did. Shahid Madani, who was the Friday prayer leader of Tabriz at that time, replacing Shahid Ghazi, may God bestow paradise on him, was in the middle of the arena that day. Shahid Madani himself was in the middle of the ground, and the youth of Tabriz increasingly gathered behind him. Thousands of young people accompanied him and were able to overcome this conspiracy. Imam's move, outlook, and behavior brought about such a great success. That was a step. Such was the nature of Imam's work.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
One important example of Imam's acumen in helping the continuity of the revolution and the revolutionary move was the measures that he adopted during the sacred defense era. From the first day when Saddam's attack on some airports and areas began until the last day of the 8-year war and the adoption of the resolution, Imam would constantly encourage and breathe new life into the soldiers, the people, the supporters, and the officials of the country. In fact, Imam turned the war that was imposed on the Iranian nation into a tool to show the power of the nation. Well, we were really empty-handed inside the country. We were empty of weapons, of facilities, and of a regular and of a regular organization in the face of the enemy.
Allah, I want to thank you. That you've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me.